The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, folks, I've met a lot of people in my life named Eric. My mailman's named Eric. The guy that cleans my pool is named Eric. And truth be told, I used to be named Eric myself. But Eric, you know who, didn't like me being another Eric, too, and said if I wanted to be his announcer, I had to change my name to Todd. Ugh, I hate the name Todd. What parent would ever name their kid Todd? It's so generic. But I needed the money, my kids gotta eat, and now here's the other Eric, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thank you, Todd. You're very sweet to take the name Todd. Nobody wants that name, and you took it. You took a bullet for the team. And, Albin,
yes,
we salute that, don't we? Thank you. But it is so generic, and it rhymes. Generic rhymes with Eric. Nothing rhymes with Todd. Ugh. Hey, folks, this is a big show. Got to stop joking around.
We have
in
to.
A couple of seconds. The great Bill O'Reilly is my guest on this program. He has a new book out called Killing Time. No, that's just a joke. But no joke, Bill O'Reilly will be on this program in a couple of minutes. So don't touch that dial. I mean, literally in the next segment, I think we can get him in the next segment. Right after that, we're going to be talking about the Kurds, whom Turkey predictably attacked, just as John Zmirak and so many others warned they would do. Really horrifying, really tricky situation with this president. John Zmirak will be on right after Bill O'Reilly to weigh in on that. Tomorrow, Albin.
Yes.
Ann Coulter.
Whoa.
She's in the studio.
Oh.
And people are going to want to see the video of that because she's dyed her hair. She has a very short bob, and it's almost like an eggplant color. It's like a really it's very dark and it shimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to want to see
that.
Eggplants
are very, very attractive.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so we've got, before we get to Bill O'Reilly, we have some very good news. We've been doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Somebody gave a gift of $10,000. Wow. I don't know who that is yet. But if they're listening, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. To those of you who have not given $10,000, let me simply say, whatever you can give, this is one of those things where I have to joke around when things are so serious. We are fighting for religious liberty in America. 2 days ago, Alliance Defending Freedom, these are the folks we're talking about right here, were in the Supreme Court, before the court, arguing for this case having to do with a transgender employee at a funeral home. The funeral home said, and what I find interesting is this always breaks down along commonsensical lines, right? When you're in the funeral business, you want to comfort the bereaved. That is your number one thing. You're dealing with them. They are the customer. They are grieving. They're broken. So the funeral home said, listen, we cannot have somebody suddenly tell us that they're going to come in a couple of weeks dressed as a woman whom we've known as a man. We think that our customers may be upset, shocked, confused by this. And this is now in front of the Supreme Court. Now, most of us would consider this basic, right? Nobody's owed a job in America. You can get a million other jobs. But this person decided, no, I need this job, and I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. And so now this funeral home has to fight at the highest level. Who is going to do that at the Supreme Court? Who has done this before? Well, I'm here to tell you, the Alliance Defending Freedom. They've done it 9 times before, and they won 9 times out of 9. This is the 10th time. Folks, I don't know anybody else who's doing this at that level. If you care about American liberty, you have to care about this. Yes. And this is a time, you know, I always talk about my book, If You Can Keep It. In there, I kind of saw the basics of what we've been forgetting in the last 40 years. Mm. We've sort of taken it for granted. Religious liberty, the level of ignorance in America, because we think, what are you talking about? We've always had religious liberty. We don't even know what it is. And I didn't know what it was. Yeah. When you see cases like this, when you see cases like the Jack Phillips case in Colorado and the Baron L. Stutzman case in Oregon and Washington State, you start understanding that they're coming for you. There are activists who are not content to live and let live. They're not content to tolerate you and your bigoted views. No, no, no. They're going to take you to court and put you out of business. Now, I just want to say it doesn't matter what side you're on with regard to transgender issues or with any LGBTQ issues. That's not the issue, folks. That's not the issue. Don't get confused. It's about religious liberty. You can still believe in same-sex marriage and feel that it's un-American and morally wrong to force someone to heartily agree with you and participate with you in celebrating something that violates their religious beliefs. So this applies to atheists, to Muslims, to Buddhists, to Jews, to any kind of Christian. I want to be really clear on this program. This is not about for fighting for Christian rights or white evangelical rights. God forbid. And anybody who tries to frame things that way is themselves behaving in an un-American and confusing way. That's not what the Constitution guarantees. The Constitution guarantees free liberty for all with regard to religious expression. So we need your help. Alliance Defending Freedom needs your help. Those of you who've given generously, those of you who've given at all, I want to say thank you. But we have a long way to go. I want to say that this is our battle. This is not somebody else's battle, okay? You remember Niemöller. In my Bonhoeffer book, I talk about Niemöller, who was the colleague of Bonhoeffer's, who famously said, you know, when they came for the socialists, I did not speak up because I was not a socialist. And when they came for the, you know, and he goes down the list and then he says, and when they came for me, there was no one left to speak. They'd taken everyone away. I had not spoken up. Now, some of you will think that that's a dramatic comparison, but the parallel is the same. When someone's rights are threatened, you who have freedom have an obligation not just to speak up, but to fight, to do something. Because eventually this will come for you or for the people around you if you don't bow to the reigning political orthodoxy. And so I want to say this is an obligation we all have as Americans. I would argue that we all have an obligation. If there were other people doing it, I'd say give to them. The Alliance Defending Freedom is the first line of defense and the last line of defense where we are right now. So if you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner for ADF. I want to say please give generously. I also want to give you a phone number. Here's the phone number. Some people prefer phones. Here it is. You can call right now. It is 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. You will be the ones paving the way for ADF to continue the battle in all 50 states, because these battles are coming to every single state. And I want to say it again, they supply free legal services to businesses and individuals under attack for exercising their religious freedom. But each case costs, as you can imagine, many thousands of dollars to defend. And people just like you are the only way ADF has the resources it needs to do what they are doing. Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Matt Sharp is pretty fired up about the donations we have raised so far. I want to play that clip. Here's Matt Sharp.
Gives me hope that there is a generation that is going to pick this up and keep fighting these battles. I think there are more opportunities than we've had in decades to advance religious liberty and free speech. And their contribution, whether small or large, helps to fund those efforts, helps us to take that extra case that can be the one that goes to the Supreme Court and sets the precedent that impacts every American. So every little bit, large or small, helps towards that larger battle to help secure these fundamental freedoms.
Okay, Matt Sharp is obviously correct. That's why I'm urging you to support the Alliance Defending Freedom. On this program, please, folks, make a tax-deductible donation via the ADF banner at the top of my homepage at metaxastalk.com. You can click on it, make your gift in any amount, or again, you can call toll-free 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. The Alliance Defending Freedom will keep winning battles for every American. I want to say, folks, we need your help. Please go there. And give generously. And Albin, we are going to give people gifts. If you give, for example, you give $100, you get free Metaxas Super. We can't go into that now, but it's a big deal. It's wonderful. If you give $250, you get two subscriptions to that. So you can give one to a friend and you get a signed copy of my new book, Donald Builds the Wall. If you give $500, you get all those things and you can visit the studio. And those who give $10,000, we want to have dinner with you. I just had dinner the other night. Where was I? I was in Chicago.
Yes.
I interviewed Caroline Kennedy, daughter of the president. Amazing time there. Folks, please help us out. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Just go to the website, ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back with Bill O'Reilly.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Paul McCartney was just about to sing, but whom would I rather hear than Paul McCartney? The answer, folks, is Bill O'Reilly. I have been a gigantic fan of his for many, many years. Why? Well, because he talks about the folks. You know who the folks are? My parents, they're the folks. I'm the folks. Many of you listening are the folks, and it's great to have people who understand the folks. I think this president understands the folks, too. But right now we're talking to Bill O'Reilly. His book, the new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, on the phone with me now, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. So glad to have you, sir.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me back.
Well, listen, this book, I just want to leap right in. I expect every one of your books to be killing something, killing time, something. But this one is The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. So what is the idea behind this book?
Well, we have a killing book comes out every September, but in January of this year, I basically said to my publisher, you know what? Things are getting so intense about President Trump, and very few people know who he really is. And I do, because I've known him for 30 years. So let me write a book, not pro, not anti-Trump, explaining him and how he sees his country. I mean, he is the president of the United States, the most powerful guy in the world. We ought to know what he really is like. And I think I've pulled it off. Big bestseller. A lot of people like the book, got very good reaction to it. But it's a fair book. It doesn't sugarcoat him.
Well, listen, this is one of the things I've always loved about you. You're genuinely fair. I've seen you be fair over the years, and I and many others see it and give you credit for it. And it's a tricky thing to pull off.
Sure.
to have some opinions and at the same time to try to call it straight. You're not one to be intimidated even by Donald Trump. I know. Now, when you say you've known him for 30 years, how is it that you've known him for 30 years?
Well, I go way back to when I was anchoring a show called Inside Edition.
Holy cow, I forgot about that.
It was a syndicated show, one of these infotainment shows. And he, at that point in the late 80s, early 90s, was gallivanting around New York City. He got involved with Marla Maples, and it was a tabloid war over him in New York.
Yeah.
And we reported on it somewhat. But I did it differently, as I always do, and I think that he respected the fact that I wasn't trying to hurt him or his family or Miss Maples. And so we got a rapport going. We both have a common interest in sports, in politics, and he's not a buddy, but I've known him for a long period of time, and when he decided to run for president, I remember sitting there in Madison Square Garden, we were watching the Knicks lose another one. And he turned to me and he goes, I think I'm going to run for president about 6 years ago.
Huh.
And I said, of what country? I mean, I had no clue that this guy had been, in his mind, putting together this campaign. And then he's shocked the world by pulling it off.
Well, I have to say, we're both New Yorkers. I grew up in Queens. And we have an ability probably to understand him, you know, better than the people who live in San Francisco or in Manhattan. But I want to say that this Donald Trump, a number of years ago, maybe 6 or 8 years ago, my wife said, you know, he would make an amazing mayor of New York City. And I said to Suzanne, I said, wow, you know what? You're exactly right. He has just the kind of a personality for that. He would be amazing. Never did I dream that he would leap right into the Oval Office. So, of course, there are a lot of Americans that are still scratching their heads and trying to prove that his not just his campaign, but his presidency itself is illegitimate. I was actually shocked that Hillary Clinton made those comments either yesterday, the day before. You know, and I know whenever you talk about the folks over the years, you've talked about the folks, you understand that that's the folks have been treated poorly by the elites in this country since you can go back to H.L. Mencken, who called them the bourgeoisie. It goes on and on and on. What is it about you, Bill, if I can ask, that makes you understand that they need a voice and they need people in the media who are looking out for them, as you put it?
Well, you're right about the folks not being respected by the elites in America, the media, Hollywood, people who make their money directly from the folks don't have any use for them. Many politicians, not all, but many politicians are in it for themselves. They're not in it to help anybody. What Donald Trump was able to do, and I think I've portrayed this pretty vividly in the United States of Trump, is that he's able to pick up resentment because he himself carries a lot of that.
Right.
And that resentment was very, very strong during the Obama administration. There were at least half the country says, you know, I'm getting hosed here. This PC madness and this income redistribution and all of this social justice stuff is really hurting me and my family, and I've had enough of it. Trump was able to pick up on that because he's got a gene in him, and this causes him trouble, too, that he doesn't let stuff go. If he's slighted, and this is what this impeachment stuff is all about right now, he's going to come after you. So he picked it up that the American people were disenchanted, that they were ready for a non-politician to come on in and devastate and be an avenger. And it was a brilliant piece of analysis by him.
Yeah,
it was. There's no doubt about it. And he carried it off. And nobody, this is the most audacious political feat in our history. Only Oprah Winfrey could have done it. Nobody else in the entire country could have done it. And I think people need to know how he did it. And I do describe that vividly in the United States of Trump, but also who he is.
So when you say who he is, give us an insight into what we might not have seen about who he is. I mean, to have known him for 30 years going back into the Marla Maples era as a New Yorker, of course, I remember all of that stuff. And it is it's mind blowing that that guy has wended his way through the culture all of these decades and is now sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, actually, the Maples stuff, the Marla Maples tabloid stuff catapulted him from a local celebrity in New York City to a national celebrity, Entertainment Tonight and all these other shows, in some addition to one I did. We introduced him in a tabloid way to the United States, to people in North Dakota and to Oregon and people like that. And then when he got The Apprentice, that was the turning point. Because he was able to craft this image of a successful entrepreneur who was in charge and had all the answers. And that apprentice was directly linked to his victory. But Donald Trump's a complicated man. He's a very sensitive guy. You'd never know. He's an emotional guy. You'd never know it, although the last chapter of the United States of Trump, he does show emotion after the Mueller verdict came in. I interviewed him, and I think the reader will be surprised. But he's emotional. He's not disciplined, and that causes him a lot of trouble. He doesn't speak precisely. It's like a stream of consciousness.
Right.
He's a rich guy. He's always said what he wants, has not tempered that. So he's a complicated guy. I think he loves this country. I think he wants the best for everybody. I don't see him as a racist. I think that's a canard, a vicious smear, and I get into that pretty heavy in the book as well.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing when people call him a racist, when people start calling everyone who disagrees with them a racist, it you really do feel like a level of desperation has crept in, that the arguments have gone away. There aren't even any arguments anymore. Now you're a racist. I, as an evangelical who is white, you know, I'm demonized. It's just I think that most people who are paying attention to what's happening in the country see that there's desperation on the other side. And so the viciousness has been ratcheted up.
I don't see it so much as desperation on the far left and the media. I see it as a power play. So they've figured out that there's no due process left in America at all. That's gone. And mainly because of the media. If somebody does something wrong, there's the headline. You don't have to prove it. Look at Brett Kavanaugh. Just the allegation, you're guilty. We had sitting senators outrageously convicting Kavanaugh in Senate hearings based on nothing other than one person saying, well, he did this to me 30 years ago. So the far left has figured out, look, we're never going to get power in America by the conventional means. So we'll actually adopt some of the strategies that Donald Trump used, scorched earth against opponents. You know, he got up on a debate stage and just wiped out Jeb Bush and Kasich and the rest of them in a personal way. And the far left, so we can do that. And we have the media on our side. They'll help us. So it's a very well thought out smear, attack, demonize. White guys are bad. Men are bad.
Let me ask you real quick.
People of color are good.
Forgive me for interrupting. Do you have another 6 or 7 minutes? Because we've got a hard break here.
Sure.
Okay. Folks, I'm talking to the author of The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Two businessmen with ties to President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and Ukraine have been arrested on campaign finance violations. The charges relate to a $325,000 donation to a political action committee supporting the president's reelection. While the criminal charges do not suggest wrongdoing by the president, they're likely to add fuel to the House impeachment inquiry. President Trump will meet at the White House on Friday with the leader of the Chinese negotiating team now in Washington for the latest round of talks aimed at ending the 15-month trade battle. Nearly 1.5 million people in Northern California remain in the dark after the state's biggest utility shut off electricity to many areas to prevent its equipment from sparking wildfires as strong winds sweep through. Nearly 4 weeks into the UAW strike against General Motors, employees feeling the pinch, striking full-time workers losing roughly $1,000 a week. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I've got the privilege of speaking to Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Brand new book out, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Bill, I've got to ask you, when you're talking about the Kavanaugh hearings and that kind of thing, it's obvious that we've entered a new realm in American culture. It's terrible. It's crazy. I had the privilege two nights ago in front of 600 people to interview Caroline Kennedy. And I'm sitting there with the daughter of the assassinated president, and it was obvious that I wasn't going to go there, so to speak. But when I think of her father's presidency, I think about the fact that he routinely brought prostitutes into the White House. That was a day when people didn't report on things like that. We're now living in a day where it's precisely the opposite. If you sneeze in the wrong direction, you're going to be accused of a Me Too thing or whatever it is. You've obviously been in the middle of that. Do you see a way past this? Because I think this is so fundamentally destructive that the American people really have to stand against it, because it is the death of liberty, ultimately.
I don't see a way out of it, because the media is complicit in this and does it to make money. What are they going to suddenly get a conscience and say, I don't want to make money doing sensational stuff anymore. I'm going to wait until evidence rolls in before we put it on page one. They're never going to do that.
Well, but you understand.
I think the American people know the con now.
Right. Okay.
It's been, so much, so many. Everybody's this. Everybody's that. Everybody's a racist, as you pointed out. And they're tuning out.
Well,
I think they're very skeptical now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think all of these things, and that's the way it'll turn when people themselves say enough.
I guess what I see happening is that we're having a clarifying moment. When the left goes so hard left, suddenly people who were half asleep wake up and say, "What? Wait a second, what's happening?" And I think that part of it, and this is the good side of the free market, right? Is that the downside is that people who just want cheap thrills are going to get cheap thrills. The free market will deliver and the media will deliver. But at some point, people wake up and say, wait a second, we love the NBA, but when the NBA is stooping in a cowardly way to the equivalent of, Nazis and saying, as long as we can make a buck, we're going to look the other way while Uyghur Muslims are tortured and Christians are killed, suddenly people wake up. So I actually do see some hope that we're having a clarifying moment. The NBA is just the latest example of it.
Well, we'll see in 13 months. If Donald Trump is smart, he'll run against not just his opponent in the Democratic Party, but the whole Democratic Party's embracing of socialism, of lack of due process, of demonizing everybody as a racist, of attacking men and whites and Caucasians. He'll run against all that. That'll be forefront. And we'll see. We'll see if the American public's had enough. Now, it's interesting that he got elected, Donald Trump got elected, because they threw every tabloid thing in the world at him.
Right.
Plus, he made his own mistakes that were public, that came out. And I wrote it right about that in the United States of Trump. Everybody thought when that tape came out, from NBC, which was a contrived situation.
Of course.
They put it out at a certain time.
Yeah.
But everybody thought that sunk him. And his campaign thought it was over. But he got out of it because Americans basically said, okay, we know he's a roux, but he's better than her.
I can't believe.
That was a big turning point in American culture.
I'm particularly thrilled you used the word "rue" on this program.
Yes, I'm trying to elevate it, Eric.
Like Groucho. I want to send you $50. That's unbelievable. Seriously, though, this is so extraordinary, the time we're living in. I find it funny that you're such a wild success in publishing. I'm a writer principally, that, you know, you had to get out another book, that it wasn't enough to get a Killing book out every September. It's absolutely terrific. You've done this. People, of course, miss the heck out of you on TV. Any possibility that you're gonna get back in so we can stare at you more regularly?
Well, I've had a lot of offers to come back to television. What's holding me up is I know if I get back, I will be smeared every single day of my life as I was when I worked at Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, people have no idea the extent. I think you know what Trump is going through.
Yep.
And I didn't go through what he's going through in the sense of that elevation, Mueller and impeachment. But every day of my life, I got smeared by the far left primarily, but some far right people as well. I had to have bodyguards wherever I went. I had to have, at one point, I had to have security living in my house. The burden on your family, and I have two kids, all right, is enormous. And I have to temper that. Is it worth it to go back and go through this again, and you know it's coming?
Yeah.
All right?
Well, on behalf of the folks, Bill, let me just say, there are very, very few people, if any, who are able to do what you did for so many years. If there were others, I would say, you know, you can rest on your laurels. But I want to be one of those voices that says, I think we need you. And I think, listen, if God is with you and if you speak the truth, you know, he'll help you in the middle of it. So just want to leave
you. I appreciate that.
I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with that. And listen, I'm very bold about that. Jesus is Lord. And if you're just trying to speak the truth, you really can't go wrong. I want to say thanks for this book. Thanks for the time. And don't forget, Alonso hit 53 home runs. Things have to be looking up. Wouldn't you think, folks? That's Bill O'Reilly. Bill, so grateful to you. God bless you. Thanks for the book and
the
time.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you saying that very much. Thank you.
Albin.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Metaxas.
You are.
Yes. And this is my show. And on this show, I always rave about Relief Factor. I say to my relatives, for example, listen to me. I know about this stuff. They sponsor my show. I take this stuff. It works for me. Why don't you take it? But sometimes, you know, the people, a prophet is without honor in his own family. Oh. I try to get them to take it. And I thought maybe if somebody else tells them how great it is, they'll listen to somebody else. So I pulled a woman off the street. Her name is Julia. Julia, what do you say?
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it. And it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Ha. See, even Julia knows. Look, this stuff works. I wouldn't take it if it didn't work. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start pack. That will let you know if it works for you. 80% of the people who order that keep ordering it because it actually works. Check it out, relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You know that that Jimmy Dean music can only mean one thing, that we have my friend, John Zmirak, on the program. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be on.
We just were talking to Bill O'Reilly about his new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Got into all kinds of things. But I wanted to talk to you today in the first hour about what is at least depressing. The news yesterday out of Syria. Talk to us about what you are thinking about that situation. You said exactly what would happen. It happened. I'm sorry to say you were right. Where are we at this point?
Well, it's getting worse. I just read in National Review, our ally, our NATO ally, Tayyip Erdogan, president of Turkey, the democratic leader of the wonderful American ally, Turkey, he just threatened the European Union, and here is a quote from a speech he gave yesterday. Hey, EU, wake up. I say it again. If you try to frame our operation there in Syria as an invasion, our task is simple. We will open the doors and send 3.6 million migrants to you, unquote.
Okay, why won't the West crush Erdogan for the bug that he is? This is a wicked man. He is a wicked man. We don't just have different interests than he does. We have different interests with all kinds of people, and we manage to figure out how to get along with them. He strikes me as genuinely wicked. Why would we put up with it? Do you think that Trump would go to Congress and ask for congressional permission to do what we need to do? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. I think Trump was out negotiated on the phone with Erdogan and is now too proud to back down. I'm sorry. I'm afraid that's the most logical.
Well, but you saw what he said a couple of days ago, right? He said that if Turkey, you know, gets out of line, we will. And he used, you know, typically threatening bluster in saying that, you know, we will crush them, we'll destroy their economy. I mean, I think he pretty quickly understood from the huge backlash of everybody on the GOP side.
That's not what you see. Here's the thing about economic sanctions. They don't work. We have them on Iran. He's putting them on China. We tried economic sanctions. Economic sanctions are what Democrats do so that they can say, oh, we're trying, without actually accomplishing anything.
Now, I'd have to differ with you on that. I mean, they don't work as effectively as daisy cutter bombs, but it strikes me that they do work, and that the reason the Iranians and others have squirmed and tried to do this and that is because of the sanctions.
They've squirmed, but they haven't fundamentally changed their policies. If a country is doing something it thinks is vital to its national interest, it's not going to care about economic
sanctions. Well, then do me a favor.
And Turkey.
Do everybody a favor, me particularly, and explain to me, what is it that Erdogan has against the Kurds specifically?
Oh, well, okay. The Kurds are an oppressed ethnic group that's spread across the Middle East, straddling a bunch of nations. There are Kurds in Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Armenia. It was a historic crime that Kurdistan was not made an independent country at the end of World War I. The Kurds have been unhappy and stuck and oppressed in every country where they exist. This is their first real time where they're coming close to having something like independence. They have an autonomous region in Syria. The Kurds have been rebellious in some of those countries. In Turkey, the Kurdish party is the strongest anti-Erdogan party. And Erdogan perceives that if he is soft on the Kurds, he might be overthrown by his generals who want him to crush the Kurds. What Erdogan wants to do now, he wants to invade the Kurdish and Christian region of Syria, drive out its population, and use it to dump refugees from the Syrian civil war who are now in Turkey. Remember, Erdogan helped start the Syrian civil war. He helped create ISIS. He hosted al-Qaeda militias. The people who John McCain called moderate rebels were in fact al-Qaeda jihadists who wanted to ethnically cleanse Syria of all its Christians, all its Shiites and Alawites and Yazidis, all its religious minorities, and make it like Saudi Arabia. So basically, Turkey has Saudi Arabian-style radical Muslim militias and its army. They're pouring into the Kurdish and Christian region of Syria. They want to drive out everyone and fill it with faithful Sunni Muslims who follow roughly the same religion as ISIS and al-Qaeda.
Okay, where is Bashar in all of this? Does Syria no longer have...
Assad? Yeah.
Yeah,
Assad
I'm
is,
sorry, Assad.
Assad is a nasty secular dictator, but secular, and he tolerates religious minorities, including the Christians and the Yazidis. He's not great. He was jealous. He didn't want the Kurds to get autonomy. He wants to get control over that part of Syria. And what I'm hearing from my sources on the ground, people who work with the Christian militias fighting right now against the Turks, is that the Christian militias, the Kurds, are likely to cut a deal with Assad, and therefore with Russia and Iran, to protect themselves from Turkey. Rather than let Turkey commit genocide, and when you drive out an entire ethnic group and replace them with somebody else, that is genocide. Rather than endure genocide, they will ally with Assad and Russia and Iran to protect themselves, and they're going to have to release the 60,000 ISIS fighters and family members that they're holding on the border of Iraq. If that happens, Iraq, which is already on the verge of civil war, Iraq will collapse. It will be total chaos again, it'll be as bad as it was before the surge in like 2005.
Well, it strikes me as at least interesting that President George Bush the first turned his back on our Kurdish allies in Iraq and allowed then dictator Saddam Hussein to crush them. We're going to come back to talk to John Smirek. I want to talk about that specifically. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. Don't forget to go to the ADF banner at MetaxasTalk.com. Please give. We need your help for religious freedom right now. It's urgent.
Trading
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Two businessmen with ties to Mr. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Ukraine have been arrested on campaign finance violations.
The two Giuliani associates were arrested on a 4-count indictment and are connected to efforts by Giuliani to get Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. The charges relate to a $325,000 donation to a political action committee supporting President Trump's re-election. While the criminal charges do not suggest wrongdoing by the president, they are likely to add fuel to the House impeachment inquiry. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Turkey's defense ministry says 174 terrorists have been, quote, neutralized, referring to Syrian Kurdish fighters that the country is fighting in a cross-border operation. On Wall Street, stocks are higher now, the Dow up 113 points, the NASDAQ 31 points higher. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
My conversation with John Zmirak. Albin,
yeah.
After this, we will come right back to Zmirak to continue the conversation because I've got a lot more to talk to him about the Kurds and all that stuff. Very, very important. So in a couple of minutes at the beginning of hour two today, we'll talk to Zmirak. We'll continue that conversation. But a couple of things we have to cover before we do that. I want to remind people we're doing a fundraiser for ADF. I cannot imagine anything that is more important right now. If you care about liberty in America, you have to understand, you can just take my word for it, you can read my books, I make the case, this is the front line. If we in the Supreme Court do not battle for the Constitution and religious liberty as the founders saw it, very basic, America goes away. People say that's dramatic. It's very dramatic, but it's not hyperbolic. It's the fact that these are the things on which everything hinges. I'm begging you, go to the website, metaxastalk.com, click on the ADF banner. There's all kinds of things we want to give you as a thank you, to reward you, to entice you to give, but it is the right thing to do. You can give $100 today or $1,000 today, or you can do nothing and we can lose these battles, and you will pay many thousands in taxes to support everything you disagree with today, and there will be nothing you can do about it. So to me, it's an investment in the future, and if you don't do it, you'll end up paying anyway, except it'll be for the things that you know are wrong and that are anti-freedom. If I had to sum it up, there you go. Albin, I'd like to talk about Caroline Kennedy and Joe Pesci. Can I do that?
Do it.
Okay. I was in Chicago interviewing Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of JFK. It was an extraordinary experience for me. She is an amazing person. We differ politically in many obvious ways, but people know me. I want to be a bridge builder. I want to have conversations with people with whom I disagree because, come on, we all disagree about something. So she and I had a wonderful conversation. I found her really to be extraordinary. There are very few people that can crack me up.
Yeah.
Very few. My daughter's one of them. There are certain people that can just get me to laugh. Caroline Kennedy is one of those people. And the most amazing thing that happened, getting back to ADF and freedom and liberty, she started talking about my favorite poem of all time, Paul Revere's Ride by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And she went on and on how in their family, her grandmother, who died at age 104, forced them to memorize it. And they always talked about it. And Uncle Teddy was reciting it. And I thought, this is amazing because it gets to my thesis that all of us as Americans, we can disagree on a lot of things, but there's some basic things.
Yes.
So I hope when we make the documentary for If You Can Keep It, which we're going to do, folks, stay tuned, that I could get Caroline Kennedy to talk a little bit about this beautiful poem and about her family's history with that. But it was amazing. We'll get that up at the Socrates in the City event. We have pictures up on my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but we'll get the video up of my conversation with Caroline Kennedy as soon as possible. Judson University made that possible.
Right, and sign up for Eric's newsletter because you're probably going to see it this weekend.
Actually, you know what? That's right. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, do it quickly. What you must do quickly.
Yes.
Go to Metaxas. Go to ericmetaxas.com. That's my website, ericmetaxas.com. And sign up for the newsletter because there's all kinds of stuff we send out.
And now Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. Last night I was home. It was one of these rare nights where I get to breathe. I just got back from Chicago and stuff. And I turned on, you know, Netflix. What can I watch? Raging Bull. Oh, my gosh. I saw it when it came out in 1980. You know, Scorsese's a genius. He's made a lot of films of which I strongly disapprove. But that film, it gets really dark. Certainly not for everybody. But the first, you know, 40 or 50 minutes before he gets jealous of his wife, his second wife, Vicky. It's incredible. And the conversation with Pesci, it's like, oh, what are you doing to me? Hey, ho. Go ahead, hit me. I'm not going to do it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But I didn't want to watch the whole thing because it's depressing. Okay, when we come back, we continue the conversation with John Smerek. Do not forget ADF. We need your help. It is urgent. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.